Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, just stating an endoscopy report on Iris Botello Estrella, date of birth 2/3/1955, date of procedure January 3, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Virginia Santana Felice. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies. Comma, cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is GERD, comma, abdominal pain, comma, history of PUD. Description and procedure informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible to missing lesions, or something else you will explain to patient, period, the patient brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service. With monitored anesthesia care, period, or will lubricate a lymphocytic gastroscope, introduced into the south, same answer in direct vision to the second portion of the lung. Careful examinations made of the dual and bold second portion of the duodenum, stomach, C-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, is obtained in the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before dual, the scope period, the patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Findings. The proximal and mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was possible early small varices noted in the distal esophagus. Some photo documentation was obtained. There was an approximately 2 to 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. The Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of a gastric body polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and there was another larger than 1 centimeter gastric body polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. There was evidence of gastric erythema that was biopsied for histology and cerulide H. pylori, and I find there was an antral approximately 1 centimeter nodule. Come bite on bite biopsies were obtained with flattening of the nodule noted. The duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. Biopsies obtained to rule out celiac disease. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line follow-up biopsy path of submucosal antral nodule. Given flattening, may be difficult to evaluate with EUS. Will likely need repeat endoscopy in 2 to 3 months for reevaluation of that biopsy site pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, given possible early varices noted, would recommend evaluation for cirrhosis.